A Long, Long Way by Sebastian Barry. Read by John Cormack.
A Long, Long Way by Sebastian Barry. Part 1, Chapter 1. He was born in the dying days. It was the withering end of 1896. He was called William after the long-dead Orange King, because his father took an interest in such distant matters. On top of that, an old great-uncle, William Cullen, was yet living in Wicklow, across the mountains, as they used to say, where his father himself had been reared. The winter sleet bit into the Dublin cabmen, where they gathered in their mucky gabardines by the round room in Great Britain Street. The stony face of the old building remained indifferent, with its strange decoration of oxskulls and draperies. The new babies screeched inside the thick grey walls of the Rotunda Hospital. Blood gathered on the nurses' white laps like the aprons of butchers. He was a little baby, and would always be a little boy. He was like the thin upper arm of a beggar, with a few meagre bones shot through him, provisional and bare. When he broke from his mother, he made a mewling sound like a wounded cat, over and over. That was the night of a storm that would not be a famous storm, but, for all that, it rattled the last leaves out of the regal oaks in the old pleasure gardens behind the hospital, and it drove the wet harvest along the gutters, and into the gaping drains, and down into the unknown avenues of the great sewers. The blood of Berts was sluiced down there too, and all the many liquids of humanity, but a salt sea at Ringsend took everything equally. His mother took him to her...